AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge overseeing former President Trump's criminal hush money trial has held him in contempt. Judge Juan Merchan fined him $9,000 for violating the gag order. ABC's John Santucci says
the reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do that. He never listened to anybody because, quite frankly, there were no consequences.
As the trial continues, prosecutors began the day with testimony from the banker for Trump's one-time fixer, Michael Cohen. House Democratic leaders just announced in a statement that if a motion to vacate the seat of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's brought to the floor, they will vote to table the effort, a significant development. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have intensified at some college campuses, and four law enforcement officers were killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, while attempting to serve a warrant on Monday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and be in partnership with the community.
Thompson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison City planners are making changes to the divisive West Area Plan draft. A walking path and a bike path proposed for the Salt Creek Greenway is being moved to existing streets, and city leaders say more changes are coming. The West Area Plan proposes a handful of changes meant to simplify Madison's land use planning and make it more equitable, but Westside homeowners say they're concerned about government overreach. The Dane County Regional Airport is finished with its 90,000-square-foot expansion of its south terminal. Officials are using the occasion to announce the airport reached its third-highest passenger traffic in the airport's 85-year history last year, more than 1 million people in 2023. That's just shy of the all-time record of nearly 1.2 million in 2019. Airport officials credit a high demand for air travel and some other factors. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Giannis and Dame are doubtful. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It comes down to tonight's Game 5 in order for the Bucks season to continue. The Pacers lead the best-of-seven playoff series 3-1. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard both listed as doubtful due to injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Chris, I do know that if he's going to be okay. He felt pretty good after the game again. Pat, we're going to have to get a something check. I think it's his ribs or something, so we're not sure.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rays on a controversial interference call at the plate in the ninth inning. Tampa Bay walks away 1-0 at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers drafted rookies coming to Green Bay for a mini camp this weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be a very competitive situation. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily whether you're a second-round pick or you're a UDFA. I mean, our job is to find the best players to go out there and compete at a high level, and everybody's going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I'll feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And the journalists in this room help protect that freedom, and we cannot ever take that for granted. So, Mr. President, I thank you for your decency on behalf of my grandfather, and I thank all of you, almost all of you, for your decency as well.
There it is, decency. That's what it's going to be all about. You know what? I don't know whether to play love music or hate music. I think I'll just go back and forth.
Okay.
To say hello to former GOP Congressman Joe Walsh. Hi, Joe Walsh.
Hey, Stephanie Miller, I mean this. It's great to be with you, and I have been a fan of yours from afar.
Aww.
Well, I was going to say, I think when you called yourself a divisive hole on Nicole Wallace last week is when I finally fell hopelessly in love. There's nothing that makes a woman hotter than a man admitting he was wrong, and I just have to say...
I should be extremely hot, Stephanie, because that's all I've been doing for 6 years.
Aww, yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
Joe, for people that don't know, tell us what, because we are literally at like, oh, the rapist isn't going to pick the puppy killer now for vice president in your party. What has happened to my dad's party, to your party?
It became an authoritarian, embracing cult. I know that sounds kind of trite by now, but I started saying it 4 or 5 years ago when I left the party. Steph, it's not about ideas. It's all about homage to this man, because the base of my former party is really pissed off. And this man said, I will go after the people you hate. And they've clung to him and they've never let go.
How much of it, Joe, we've mentioned this before, about people just don't want to be wrong. They don't want to feel like they've been conned. They don't want to feel like they lost. And Donald Trump plays to all of that, I guess, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Look, again, you know my history. I come from the cult. I'm a reformed MAGA gangbanger. But I still engage with these folks every day because they used to be my friends and my supporters and my radio talk show listeners. I lost them all.
Yeah, you get called the C word almost as much as I do, Joe.
Oh, my God. You and I share that, Steph. My God. I'm a traitor. I mean, when you leave your family, you become a traitor. Many of them do have a hard time admitting they're wrong, but we underestimate how strongly these folks still believe in what he is.
Okay. He's so despicable, Joe, that I can't help but think you are despicable if you support him. Yes. I just don't. We are what, 88 felonies in? I don't even know what thing to focus on anymore. We're in the first of, you know, four trials, right? You tweeted, democracy dies when you check out. Oh, they're both bad choices. Tough. Stay in the game. Vote. Then pick up a history book. Democracy needs you. I mean, really, democracy is the only issue. But I also, you know, I also take issue, Joe, with the whole, you know, lesser of two evils. We always play this audio of Lindsey Graham crying, Joe, crying, back when he was Lindsey Graham, about how God has never made a better man than Joe Biden.
If I could bring one person back to life, Stephanie, it would be John McCain, because John McCain would whack Lindsey Graham upside the head every damn day. Mm-hmm. What a disgrace he is. But like all of my former colleagues, look, nothing should matter more than the preservation of our democracy, because this man would do away with it. But Stephanie, look, to his base, and I hear this every day, and I've heard it for 6 years. They've given up on democracy. Like, they want a certain America back. They don't believe the democratic process can get it back for them. So they tell me every day they want a dictator, a strong man, to do it for them. That's scary stuff.
Yeah. But it is interesting that Colin Jost talked about decency. That I really do feel like here we are, Joe. Like, have we at long last no decency in this country? I mean, I hate to say it, but Kristi Noem, cruelty has become not a bug, but a feature of the Republican Party. You can go with candidate after candidate in the Republican Party.
Amen. Stephanie, when I was a Republican congressman, and especially when I was a right-wing radio talk show host, man, the crueler you were, the better. Yeah. The meaner you were, the nastier you were, your ratings went up. We were all incentivized to feed our audience the right in America, that stuff. I couldn't take it anymore, but it works.
And let's be honest, the radio talk show host is already the lowest form of life. So
By the way, this is why I love you. I love radio. I miss radio. When I opposed Trump publicly, I lost my show. Radio to me is like so intimate. And you're so good at it. So keep it up.
Thank you, honey. But we've had this conversation a million times. You know this to be true, Joe. The people have said if you would go back to your roots, to your dad's Republican roots, you'd get 500 stations tomorrow and be a multimillionaire. And I'm like, I couldn't do it.
You have syndicators tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it is. But that's what's, so frustrating on our side is that I'm like you. My democracy is more important to me. I mean, I look forward to the day I go back to hating you, Joe Walsh. Do you know what I'm saying? We fight about actual issues, but you are wrong about everything else except.
Well, I was wrong about plenty. And I say often how I haven't changed. I've always been kind of a Tea Party libertarian. But Stephanie, I can't lie. I woke up on a lot of the cultural issues. I was a jag-off 6 years ago if you'd have said Black Lives Matter to me. Now I understand what that means because I spoke to Black Americans. I used to go crazy with the 64 different genders because my audience wanted to hear that crap. But again, so I've woken up on a lot of the cultural issues. But my right flank, they still get off on that stuff, which is why they're fed it.
Well, you personally, it's because you fell in love with a lesbian radio host.
I am in love with you. Yes. Oh, my God.
Joe, were you visited by three ghosts? Seriously, what happened to you?
Stephanie, people ask me all the time what finally changed. It really was his election in 16. When he became president and I finally started to pay attention to him, I'd go home every night from my radio show and I'd ask my wife, my God, do I sound even a little bit like that?
Yeah.
He woke me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at you. You're woke.
ugly woke.
Yeah, right on.
You know, we just got talking about what's going on in college campuses, Joe, and I thought, you know, the other thing, first of all, I might be too old to understand it. I understood Vietnam. It was our war. We were sending a lot of American kids to die unnecessarily. This isn't our war. I feel like Biden is doing the best he can in a horribly difficult situation. I don't understand what Jewish kids have to do with Netanyahu's policies or Muslim kids have to do with Hamas. Do you know what and so I sort of am at a loss. And I do think there's a lot of, as you know, outside agitators that, yeah, you know, Republicans now want to rush in to be able to say, you know, we stand with Israel and condemn this or that. And this is the party of Charlottesville. This is a party that routinely has Nazi flags show up at their rallies, right? You know, very fine people on both sides.
I'm very pro-Israel. Look, Stephanie, this is a bad issue for Biden. It's a bad issue for the Democrats because I believe, and you and I could have a fun conversation about this, for a lot of different reasons, Republicans are very pro-Israel. But this issue divides the Democratic coalition, plain and simple. There's pervasive anti-Semitism on the left that the country is being exposed to. Stephanie, I don't think most of these student protesters are protesting because they want a ceasefire. I think a lot of them, in their mind, they just oppose Israel. They think Israel's bad. And that's a problem for Biden because he's right in the middle of it.
Netanyahu has a lot to do with that, though, Joe. I mean, that's what, you know, I guess you were, you retweeted, all of us together are confronting the shocking reality that a group of Yale students has declared the center of Yale off limits to those who do not share their political views, particularly since their intent and effect is to rid parts of Yale of Zionist Jews, among others. And you said protest, sure, but you can't be allowed to block off a piece of campus from everyone who doesn't share your views. And you just also said, newsflash to the world, Jews aren't going where Israel isn't going anywhere. Deal with it. You probably have heard me say my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, this part, Donald Trump, Joe, and the Republican Party, I'm sorry, they are anti-Semitic and anti-Islamic. Whatever side of this issue you're on from any point of view, this is not your party. They are the Muslim ban party. They are the party that Nazis gravitate to. I mean, it is just, as someone was saying, this is like, there's not a basket big enough for the deplorables in your former party.
They are, Stephanie, my former party is the party of intolerance, plain and simple. Keep everybody out. The reason Trump won is because when he came down that escalator in 2015 and he said, I'm going to build a wall and keep brown and black people out, the Republican establishment went crazy, like, this is horrible. But I went on my radio show that night, and every Republican person out there loved it because they wanted that. I agree with all you're saying about the Republicans. I really do. This particular Israel issue, though, is a problem for the Democrats because they really are generally divided on how we should relate to Israel. And Biden, I think 20 years ago, Biden could have addressed it. I just don't know if he can right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And it scares the crap out of me because Donald Trump is evil. Yeah. He's anti-democracy.
Yes.
And Stephanie, if the damn election is held tomorrow, he beats Biden electorally. Mm-hmm. And that scares the piss out of me.
You're also a potty mouth, which is why I love you. You actually called yourself a divisive last week. Yeah. And I love that about you. but, you know, I mean, Joe, I think that's the thing, is you and I long to get back to where we're actually talking about real issues, you know, and it's just, there's such a huge, like, fight against disinformation. I mean, we're not even dealing with one set of facts as Americans anymore. What do we do about that?
So here's the deal. I'm older than you. I'm an old guy.
Oh, now you're really trying to get in my pants.
Stephanie, man, we are starting something. I will, in my lifetime, I could never, ever run as a Republican again. I think it's done. I think that party is on this train track and it's never getting off. I'd have an easier time becoming a very conservative Democrat. We need to get back to the issues, but that party won't. I think maybe in the next couple elections, you may see a viable new center-right party.
Yeah. And then I'll hate you again. But there's something about handsome former Republican congressmen that trigger my daddy issues.
Oh, God.
And I didn't yell David Jolly's name out once during this interview, have you?
There you go.
But I say it over and over. I'm joking about, you know, my dad was the vice presidential candidate. And guess how many puppies he shot in the face, Joe? Zero. Zero. I mean,
hey, we don't know, Stephanie, we don't know if that's going to hurt her chances to be Trump's VP. I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah. And we've already bonded. Well, first of all, you have two beautiful labs. And then I said I have two little, you know, Shih Tzu Yorkies. And you said those aren't even dogs. And then I hated you again.
Maybe dogs.
They are dogs. I mean, but it is a bipartisan issue, you know? I mean, I'll never forget. I told the story, right, Chris, that Sean, when my beloved St. Bernard died many years ago, quite suddenly, Sean Hannity wrote to me and said, you know, because he's a big dog person, too, and he wrote and said, I'm so sorry, and whatever, and he said, can I buy you another dog? Aww. And then I went, ow! I'm a liberal. I don't buy dogs. I rescue them. Oh, I hate you.
But that was nice of him.
But it was nice.
It was nice to reach out.
Nice.
Yes.
That was nice.
Kennedy's an idiot. But think about this. I mean that. But Stephanie, think about this. I got elected with Kristi Noem. I got to know her pretty well. She's no dummy. Ugh. Think about what went through her head when she wrote that in her book. She believed that would help her with the base of her party.
Thank you.
She believed that.
That she bragged about it, that she thinks it's good.
Yes.
That someone, yes. Was there an editor going, it's real good what you did. Yeah. Tell the story about the rabbits again that you boiled. I mean, oh, Joe, yeah, go ahead.
No, here's my problem, though. This election is too close.
Yeah. Yeah.
And none of Trump's trials mean anything. Him sitting his big fat ass in court every day doesn't mean anything. Somehow we all have to, this lovely coalition of you and I, Tea Party guys and good, decent progressives, got to come together and carry Biden across the finish line.
And listen, people like Michael Steele, at least they're honest. He has told me he is the scorpion that is going to sting me when we get to the other side of the river.
Oh, he's a big puppy. He won't sting. By the way, I will protect you, sir.
You protect me from Michael Steele, that mean man. Okay. My dad was RNC chair, too, so I got so many daddy issues going on. You have no idea. Joe Walsh, thanks for coming on. I've been wanting to get you on forever, and thanks for just caring about, you know, just country over party, about democracy, about decency, as Colin Jost would say, right? Mm-hmm.
You rock, Stephanie. Thanks.
No, you rock, Joe Walsh. I never thought those words would come out of my mouth. Love you. See you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. There he goes. God bless the United States. God bless America. He's going to help us save it.
God bless the United States.
Shut up, you orange toothless moron. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not you. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I don't have a thing. Yes, I do. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Being Done. Thought I was done with Joe Walsh. Not.
No.
I'm done with debt, though, Chris. Done with debt.
You're done.
Talk to the hand, debt. Talk to the hand. Sorry. That got a little stupid in your face. Okay. But you know how. High credit card. Oh. Right. Interest
Sleepless
rates.
Nights.
Loans. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Done with debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently. None of that boomerang debt, mister.
Nope. Not at all.
Without bankruptcy and without a loan, that's just going to make it worse. Stop picking the scab. You're going to make it worse.
Stop hitting yourself.
Stop it. Done with debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry, some debt solutions are time sensitive, as you know. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Your chance to win a distribution deal. Be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Words I never thought I'd speak. Joe Walsh was a delight.
He was. He really was.
Funny. Yeah, he tweeted, all 5 Republican candidates raised their hand. This is in Georgia. When asked if they believe Trump was the rightful winner of Georgia's 2020 race, which he lost to President Biden, Joe just said today's Republican Party in a nutshell. Tweeted another one, Arizona State Senator Jake Hoffman, one of the so-called fake electors charged in the Arizona 2020 election, a subversion case, announced he's been elected as RNC National Committeeman for the state.
Yep.
Today's Republican Party in a nutshell.
Yep. Crooks. They're all crooks.
Oh, my God. You got to, like, thank him and Liz Cheney for speaking out for just sanity, decency, democracy, even if we disagree.
Losing their jobs.
We didn't get into this. Mm-hmm. We got a little into, which we don't obviously agree entirely on, the campus situation in Gaza. But he said a few years ago, voices on the left shouted defund the police. Democrats didn't push back hard enough, and they got tagged as defund the police party. Voices on the left now shouting from the river to the sea, if Democrats don't push back, they'll get tagged again. Mm-hmm. Well, as we said at the time, first of all, the media is no help in this, because no actual sitting Democrat wanted to defund the police.
Right.
So that also was sort of unfair reporting of it in the first place. And again, as we were saying, it's hard to tell. Some agitators, there's no Democrats saying from the river to the sea, you know.
But, anytime a Democrat an elected Democrat goes in front of a camera, they need to push back against that.
I agree. And, you know, Ilhan Omar, the other day, she said a lot of really, she's been very vocal about supporting Joe Biden, democracy's on the line. But it's just, I think we all have to be so careful because this is such an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. But she said, you know, she was speaking out against anti-Semitism, rightly, on the campuses. And she said no one should be targeted, even if they're pro-genocide. And I thought, no people of good faith are pro-genocide.
Exactly.
Right? And exactly. So anyway, 29 minutes after the hour, Amy Yazbek next.
Yay.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge overseeing former President Trump's criminal hush money trial has held him in contempt. Judge Juan Merchan fined him $9,000 for violating the gag order. ABC's John Santucci says
the reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do that. He never listened to anybody because, quite frankly, there were no consequences.
As the trial continues, prosecutors began the day with testimony from the banker for Trump's one-time fixer, Michael Cohen. House Democratic leaders just announced in a statement that if a motion to vacate the seat of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's brought to the floor, they will vote to table the effort, a significant development. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have intensified at some college campuses, and four law enforcement officers were killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, while attempting to serve a warrant on Monday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual Pothole Patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something to watch, here's a new Schwabe Mendation. Liam Neeson's In the Land of Saints and Sinners is a good film. Neeson had fallen into a rut of cookie-cutter revenge films, but Saints and Sinners has a solid story, is set in Ireland, where the actor plays an enforcer who is searching for more out of life and butts heads with a group of Irish Republican Army soldiers. The film has just enough action, really good characters, and is in a beautiful setting. Jerry Seinfeld says you can't worry about being politically correct when it comes to comedy. The 69-year-old comedy legend was discussing Unfrosted, his feature film directorial debut, about Pop-Tarts with Page Six when he segued into the topic of offensive comedy. The comedian says pick up a paper, look for jokes, and just navigate around them. Jerry says he is not worried about being politically correct with his act, which is a tough stance and shows a lot of backbone. He's also worth $1 billion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Journal Sentinel reporter Rory Lenon. A bit of scandal on the school board. Don't miss it.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
One of the great interviewers of our generation.
Absolutely.
I would say the interviewer of
Even
our generation.
Even better than you, Stephanie.
Oh, come on now.
Pish-tosh.
We're serious XM suck-ups, but it was fantastic. Fantastic interview. Yeah. Speaking of magical people, look who's here. Beautiful actress Amy Yasbeck, my old friend from I've Got a Secret on the Oxygen Network, and just general awesomeness. Hi, honey.
Dad?
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Oh, I've missed you madly.
I'm wide awake.
You look a little shocked, actually.
I am a little shocked. I'm shocked because I'm looking at myself, which... it's kind of thing actors do. And I've turned into the old lady that wears pigtails.
You do not look a day older than when we did I've Got a Secret on Oxygen Network.
Let me tell you something. It's a little thing called makeup, lighting, and I think there's a filter on this Zoom. Do I have a cat on my head?
Don't use the cat filter.
Okay.
Anyway,
was that the fight?
You
Stephanie.
Are the
Stephanie,
smartest.
Wait. Remember the cat filter guy?
Yes. Yeah.
How was that not the funniest thing that ever happened?
It still is. It's always funny.
Even if AI takes over and we're all robots or whatever, it was worth it for that.
Yeah.
That
and every newscaster having to say pecker endlessly is just my favorite thing in life right now.
Especially Jeffrey Toobin when they would cut to him.
Yes.
and they'd say something pecker, and he's like, here it comes, and it never happened.
Oh, no.
I think it's different than what actually happened.
Dreading the Chiron, the pecker Chiron underneath him. Okay. All right, let me just say, you're the smartest, prettiest, funniest girl in the world. You were always the one that guessed everything on I've Got a Secret.
Here's the thing. Everybody who saw that show knows how much fun that was, and we had fun. That was a crazy show that made me know that I should be a profiler or something. And then I'm not. I'm just an actor and whatever else I am. I didn't know that about myself.
That cast, so Terry Garr, Jim J. Bullock, you brought your husband, John Ritter, as a guest star one time. And
he's the Ritter.
There you go. But I got to say, that was one of the most wonderful experiences of my life, getting to work with both of you guys. I've said it just over and over. You're not only so smart, so funny, but so nice, both of you. I always talk about you and John and Stella in Hair and Makeup. And I've Got a Secret, because you were the best, funniest parents. I remember you guys doing Jerry Lewis to Stella together.
I'm going to lay in something right now.
Okay.
That I could probably only lay in on this show, and be that as it may. That kid you're talking about is now a handsome young man.
Oh, okay. Man. I did not know. How old is he?
He's 25 years old.
Oh, God, we're old. Oh, God, we're old.
And he's a writer and everything else.
Wow.
The comedy and the weirdness lay-in is always there.
Aww.
Yeah.
As we know, gender doesn't matter.
Nope.
Being able to do a crossword in pen does. They're just welcome to my
I seriously wonder what it would be like. You were the funniest parents. You seriously both at the same time were like, hey, Stella, hey, lady, look over here. And I was like, oh, my God.
I don't know. And it's, you know, of course, horrible. John died 19. Well, I remember when this was all orange groves as far as the eye could see. never start to say like 20 something, but you say 19. Like somebody goes, "What happened in 19?" And people are like, 19, 100? It's like, yeah.
Did you just become Lillian Gish?
She did.
Yes.
I have to say, I know it's just because the news cycles are so horrible and just, you know, rapists running for president and puppy killers. And I just have to say.
When I heard the puppy killer thing, I thought of you and like how your head must explode. I just remember you like dogs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, there's a lot of dog lovers in this guy. Yeah. Who knew it's wildly unpopular shooting puppies in the face? Who would have seen
Who hates her enough to say, that's cool, put that in?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know she didn't check in with any, no publisher, no editor, no, nobody went, you might want to.
Yeah. Not. Leave that.
Okay.
Out.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway,
this is not my TED talk.
But anyway, I just, I don't know why there's so many stories about you and John and it just stick in my head, but you were just dealing with loss. The way you talked about it was just so moving. I think you talked about laying in bed with Stella. Do you remember that story? And can you tell the story? Was she lifted her hands up?
Oh my God. Are you going, you're going back to that?
Yeah.
That was a crazy moment of, I think a kid trying to wrap their head around developmentally what death is. Yeah. And you and I still can't probably wrap our heads around. But for a child, it was just like, drop them. Mm-hmm. It was like heaven.
Right.
And I was really like laying in religion or anything, but you definitely, no atheists in a foxhole or when your husband dies and you're trying to explain it to your five-year-old.
Yeah. And you said, Daddy went to heaven. She was just like, drop him. And you said, what are you doing? And I'm just telling God to drop him, give him back.
And that doesn't work, it turns out.
Yeah. Oh, well.
it doesn't work. But so in lieu of magical thinking, I went to my nerdy practical science thinking. And the minute I heard, which I did not hear on the night that he passed away, you know, because he died from a misdiagnosed aortic dissection, treated for a heart attack, which is kind of, it's not kind of the opposite. It's in your chest. That's about all it has in common.
Yeah.
Like a heart attack is a block in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
if you treat someone for a block in their heart, but they're actually dying from a tear in their aorta, everything you do for it
is wrong.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's very, very, very common for aortic dissections to be treated as other things. God forbid you are, you know, you come in with chest pain and you are darker than a paper bag, drug seeking.
Yeah.
Or it's all in your head. Is this a rough period this week?
After 20 years,
I've heard it all.
I haven't talked about, this is 40 years ago, I haven't talked about my dad a lot, but you know, my dad had just lost vision in a right eye a couple times, you know, that's a sign of, you know, possibly a stroke, blockage.
Yeah.
So he went in for an angiogram, which is just the test. It was like right after I graduated USC, he went in for the test, the angiogram, and they hit a clot going in. It sprayed clots all over his body, caused a stroke and a coma and then death. And I mean, we always suspected a medical mistake. So, yeah,
John died during the angiogram because the angiogram is where they're looking for your heart attack that they've diagnosed. Now the TED Talk.
Thanks for coming.
Splash. What is the chest pain and they just go for it. John didn't have an x-ray, which is not the gold standard, but there's, you do see it. You actually don't see the aorta being aneurysmal or big. You see everything else moving out of the way. It's called I call it the gloriastinum because I try to remember the mediastinum, whatever it's called, the stuff in there. We have to have the mnemonic devices for the ADHD of us.
Yeah.
And no, that, no echo, no nothing. It's like a little bit overweight, 50. He was about to turn 55 the next week.
Oh.
Walks in and they go, chest pain, heart attack, boom. And that's how it happens a lot of times. The angiogram they were doing, right? You go up through the groin, through the aorta to put dye, look in the heart. And sadly, I mean, they showed that at the trial.
Yeah,
on Valentine's Day. So that was great on 2008.
Amy, we went through the same thing where one doctor's like, well, in retrospect, maybe we should have gone in a different way. Like, are you saying, oops, sorry, we killed your dad? Like,
yeah.
And I remember, you know, we all thought, like, we maybe should do a lawsuit to prevent other families from going through this. And my mom didn't want to. She didn't want to look like, you know, she was trying to make money off of it. But, I mean,
well,
it is heartbreaking.
I got so much crap, and yet it brought so much attention to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people were in the, because I, now, honestly, I didn't think I'd be, look, I'm wearing pigtails. I still think I'm a kid. I'm an idiot. But the 20 years that have gone by, and it's not like in a blink of an eye. It's like every day I talk about John. I've set myself up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day I talk about John. Every day I talk to people. I have hundreds and hundreds of, like, families.
But you're helping. You're helping so many people. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the thing. It's just you're. I know it's your pain, but you've turned it into.
It is weird, but yes, I'm just, and so much awareness has come out of it, and research. I mean, we make money to fund research, millions of dollars worth of research. And there's even we didn't even say.
I was just going to say.
Foundation for aortic health.
Yes, John Ritter Foundation. You're doing an Evening of the Heart fundraiser May 9th at the Sunset Room here in L.A. You can go to JohnRitterFoundation.org. But
link to it on all of your social media and all that.
Amy, talk a little more about what the John Ritter Foundation is and what it does.
The John Ritter Foundation immediately started after he died, and people were like sending in lieu of flowers, here's $50, $100. And the first tranche of it went to, is it, that's the word, and it is, but I have to act like I don't know, because if I get something else wrong, it makes sense. What? Wow. USC Theater Company, I didn't know, you know, theater program, which was great. And then in the intervening months, there was like a lady going, oh, my husband died. Check out at Long's Drugstore in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And it's like, my husband had the same thing, aortic dissection. I'm like, oh, so sorry. She's like, no, he's in the car. He's waiting to pick me up after my shift. I'm like, you can live? I mean, I didn't know anything about it. And so I did, you know, deep Google research, which I do not recommend. And I did it just to see what was not there. And I thought, how do we put like the real information there? And it's very highly genetic.
Yeah.
And the woman who was doing the above the title kind of genetic research in this, I reached out to her. And so then 2010, there was the John Ritter Research Program in Aortic and Vascular Diseases, which is genetic research done in Houston.
Fantastic.
So we have moved the bar, or whatever the F people say, but every time, you know, you and I talk about John, it's John. Yep. It's not an aortic disease.
By the way,
John.
Since you brought up USC Theater, you know that I have a very esteemed degree in drama from USC. And I tell you how many times I had to sit through a John Blankenship story about how great John Ritter was when he was at USC? So I was already predisposed to not
to
like him.
Through a John Ritter story, hearing how great Blankenship was.
I'd hear one more effing. And then he could not have been. I just remember how generous of spirit he was. He was so sweet to me when he came and did I've Got a Secret.
You know, here's something crazy. That's not crazy. Of all the blah, 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 it was interesting because John was most absolutely turned on by if I was good at something, if I was smart. You know what I mean? When I was quick, and he said one time to me early on, I'm talking problem child one times, like 90, 19, well, I remember as far as the eye could see, orange groves, whatever. And he said at one point, oh, you're the funniest woman I know. And I'm like, that's sexist. I'm like, why do I have to be the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be the funniest person, you know, don't think of me as a woman. And he's like, that could be tough. But it made me so happy on that show because in real time, there was a lot of improv going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. You were so hilarious. But I just remember he was so sweet and complimentary to me in a way, not in that Hollywood Bolt kind of way, in a way that where you're like, oh, my God, it was not just John Ritter that said that, but, you know, just that he was so generous of heart and spirit, as you know.
And he became just absolute torrid lovers with Jim J. Bullock.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes. That's we all did. Yeah. We've all been Jim J.'s.
Right.
We've all done Jim J. Bullock once.
We've all done at least once.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you, I have so much insomnia. I watched some movie with John Ritter and Connie Selica from,
Last fling.
37?
The last fling of 37.
It was fantastic.
Wow. It was 1937. The first talkies.
It was the first talkies.
The Punisher, because voice sounded like this. Glenn Close actually dubbed her. That's what we call Glenn Close, but no cigar. Yes, for free.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't even turn around.
You're the funniest woman ever.
All right. You're the funniest woman ever. John Ritter was right. JohnRitterFoundation.org. Amy Esbeck, yes, we love you. What's good?
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, what's that?
That's John's dad, Tex Ritter.
Yes. Yes.
Who probably died of an aortic dissection. John's brother had an aortic aneurysm in the exact same place as John's, but got it treated.
Oh, wow. You are doing such good work. I miss you. We love you so much. Come back anytime, all right?
Tell Jody I said hi.
Hi.
What? She's my friend.
She knows another funny redhead. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a redhead, Stephanie. I'm
Neither am I.
You. We established this.
I know. I shared a dressing room with you. Okay. That was a beef joke.
That
okay,
was
love you.
Did I tell you my joke?
No.
What does a woman in pantyhose and Brooklyn have in common?
What?
Flatbush. Good night.
Flatbush. Yay. All right. Good night, Amy Esbeck.
Thank you, Amy.
And honest to God, good luck.
Is John Ritter not right? Is she not the funniest mom in the entire
universe?
She is. Okay. No, you know, no offense to Carol Burnett. Okay, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Bonnie and Clyde seriously love this food.
Yep.
Raw, freeze-dried. That says everything you need to know. You get all the convenience of kibble. It's dry to the touch, pantry safe, shelf stable. But it is delicious. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. It is all superfoods. Remember why I did my health reset during COVID?
Yep.
This is what I ate. All the superfoods. There's kale and spinach and sweet potatoes, salmon. All of the stuff so good for your doggies. They love it, love it, love it. You can just feel it. It does your heart good. I thought I was feeding a premium dog food, and what did I come to find out, Chris? Meat meal is the first ingredient.
That's not good stuff.
Right? Some dog foods are made by, like, candy companies or something. This is made by a veterinarian that Forbes magazine has called the miracle worker. Get it. Get it. Save up to 54% off your Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. They're a little treat. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, you know being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather outside. That is my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice. But this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller. You save 35% at CozyEarth.com and look like a hero to your mom. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Miller. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the Genucel that Amy Yazbeck must be using.
Right?
She looks exactly
she looks
did
so good.
When we filmed I've Got a Secret back in 19...
This is the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, if I'm going to have people on I did shows with 20 years ago, I'm going to need to up my Genucel game. Genucel celebrating their 25-year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off
their
already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. Right now, get Genucel's best-selling popular package. Features that Gen 90, that new, ooh, it's a new miracle.
Oh.
If you get results in minutes and the top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum for over 70% off, save big on all Genucel top-selling products for a younger, more youthful-looking you. Troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, bye-bye. Skin redness, dark spots, gone. See those pesky bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes. For a limited time, 70% off, you heard me right, plus the extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during the Genucel Mother's Day sale. Once the sale is gone, it's gone, man. Gone, baby, gone.
Gonzo.
It's a gone, girl.
What?
Huh? Order yours right now. Get the Genucel jawline treatment. Limited inventory is available. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Go to Genucel.com, excuse me, now and get a free spa box and two bonus gifts and free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie. Okay. Amy Yazbeck, amazing. Amazing, amazing. Beautiful, amazing. Aaron Rupar says, Eric Trump to Maria Bartiromo. Right now, New York is failing. You can't go into a CVS and buy skin lotion because it has to be locked behind plexiglass. Mary Dixon said, who says skin lotion?
Right.
Buffalo Bill.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
She said, weirdos and freaks and serial killers. And when's the last time either of these gargoyles went into a CVS?
No kidding.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
I can't imagine any Trump in a Dwayne Reed.
No, neither can
God.
I.
Oh, God.
Mary in Michigan to take us out. Hi, Mary.
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say something in response to the guy, Joe, whatever, Walsh.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to say, look, just understand that there can be two truths at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or more than two truths at the same time, whatever. And it's only really one response for what's going on. And this, from the river to the sea or whatever, is crazy. That's not going to do anybody any good.
Exactly.
Yeah. I offered a liberal solution. Let's get a group deal at The Hague with Netanyahu. We'll throw in Bush and Cheney because we still have some Iraq business.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about funding our beloved green spaces with Tyler Burns from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I hope you can join us, Matt Nair on air.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.